To take advantage of that car without any belongings, he opened the door of the co-driver's seat, closed the door, and climbed up next to me in the driver's seat. We couldn't find the case, but Andrew had taken several courses in mechanics, so he played with the wires and was able to start the car. Consequently, we put gas in it and got out as fast as possible. Advanced, I noticed in the rear view mirror that someone was chasing us. I reacted thinking that it was a person asking for help, so I warned Andrew. He told me that it was not a being like us, that it could be confused that the aspect resembling an ordinary human, but that those things were mutants. I told him to explain everything that was going on, and he asked me if I remembered the last day we were at the school, to which I replied yes, only that after I passed out didn't remember anything else. So he started to tell me everything in detail. That day there was an alarm that distressed the entire population. A kind of deadly virus had been released as the main objective to affecting human both physically and psychologically. Congestion began to increase uncontrollably that day in hours.